This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
I've been preparing for this all my life.
Here's Porter on Harden, taking him to school.
What a great play by Jayshon Tate.
KJ Martin climbed Boban Mountain.
Team on at 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
And you've seen tonight that we fought together, we stayed together, and it's about damn time, man.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, the best and only daily podcast covering your Houston Rockets. As always, I am your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian and partner at Apollo Media. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin, the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets, as well as at Apollo HOU. If you enjoy what we do here at Locked On Rockets, do me a huge favor, hit the subscribe button at our brand new YouTube channel, hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, be it Apple, Spotify, Google. We would sincerely appreciate it. Now, I have to preface that we will be joined by one Ali Khambijani after a 3-week recess. He will be back joining us on the show. We're going to be talking a lot of stuff, kind of expectations for Summer League, all that good stuff. And we're going to get there in just a moment. But I have to say, I have to re-record this first segment of the show because Ali Khan and I actually spent the first segment of our show talking about Kelly Oubre Jr. and his fit as a potential Houston Rocket. And then as soon as we finished recording, it was like 45 minutes later, Shams Charania broke the news that Kelly Oubre has agreed to a 2-year, $26 million deal with the Charlotte Hornets. So regrettably, that entire first segment is now trash because it doesn't matter anymore. The fit doesn't matter with the Rockets. All of that. So instead, I'm re-recording this first segment, and I will say that, and this is going to be a very short and sweet, you know, kind of replacement first segment, but I will say that I am leaning slightly more, because I did mention Justice Winslow as a potential free agency target, kind of a low-risk, high-reward guy that the Rockets might want to take a look at. And not only that, but we saw him at an Astros game the other day, rocking Astros gear, and then he had a banging trash cans, like sign inflatable, whatever. I don't know exactly what it was, but you know, making fun of, you know, the fans who make fun of the Astros for being cheaters. And Ben DuBose shared the photo on Twitter. It did the rounds. It was great. And you know, maybe he's trying to earn a contract with the Rockets, right? Trying to earn a little bit of that rep amongst Houston fans. So maybe Justice Winslow is the guy right now. I mean, it was a fun little moment, and I already kind of went over the reasons for Justice Winslow, why I think he'd be an interesting fit on the wing for the Rockets. But with that, I do want to get to our content with Ali Khan. So we're going to get there in just one moment. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Ali Khan and I reunited once again, and it feels so good. Now, Ali Khan, we saw a little bit of practice footage. The Rockets finally throwing us a breadcrumb of some footage of the rookies practicing. And in that, we saw some jersey numbers, and that's been kind of the kicker, where everybody's been debating what jersey number is Jalen Green going to wear. Are the Rockets potentially trying to convince Daniel House to give up jersey number 4?
Why does it matter?
Hey, it matters a little bit, I think, but no, I did think, before you tear me apart, I agree. It has gone way too far with the whole like bullying Daniel House for jersey number 4 debate. Like, I mean, you look left, right, and center on Twitter, and you're seeing people like attacking Daniel House, saying he just needs to give up the jersey, like all of this stuff, right? I shared something earlier Thursday afternoon that said that it's gone way too far, because I completely agree. Like, I think that people have taken it way too far, like attacking Daniel House personally about jersey number 4. So I will say that before I let you get up on your pedestal. So what you got?
Who cares about jersey number?
What? Jersey number is important. It's a very important part of who a player is, right?
Okay, but does that really matter over anything else the player does? Honestly. Giannis is number 34. Do you think people care that Giannis is 34 when he won an NBA championship? No. Same number as Hakeem Olajuwon. Did people bring that up? No. Being honest here, what does a jersey number do for you? Are you just really want to get a Jalen Green jersey really quickly so you can rep it? Okay, I get that. But what does it matter? He hasn't played a single possession in the summer league yet. And people getting angsty and calling him the second coming of this, second coming of that. I get the excitement. But guys, it's a jersey number.
I think it's more so they want him to be able to continue to rep his jersey, right? And he has historically been number four.
I'm just pulling the leg of Rockets fans. I know. I'm just trying to be – there's this like
– Calm down, Skip.
There's this persona that I've been given. It's called the buzzkill. So I'm just trying to be a buzzkill and all this. But in all seriousness, yes, Jackson, I do believe that it's gone too far with Daniel House. You know, a big part of his business and his record label and all these different things is the fact that he's number four. 4D House, 4D Team. I mean, it's a big part of his brand. And I think it's difficult for him to have to be able to make that conversation. So I understand why fans are frustrated. Clearly, they have an attachment really quickly towards Jalen Green and the fact that he wore the number four during draft night with the chain. I think we just have to be a lot more cognizant of the fact of how we're doing things. Now, like I said, it's not all fans doing it. I think a lot of fans wouldn't mind. They're just excited to see what his jersey number is, excited to rep who Jalen Green is and kind of see him in summer league this upcoming Sunday. But there's that small minority, super loud minority on Twitter that's been attacking Daniel House. And you got to be more careful, man. You got to be more careful about what you say to people like that. They're human beings too.
Yeah, I push back on that. I don't think it's right. But, you know, we do have some jersey numbers here, finally. And so in the practice footage.
Yeah, tell me, what are your thoughts on the numbers? Or what are the numbers, first of all, and what are your thoughts?
Well, so first we've got Jalen Green wearing number 0. We got Alperen Şengün wearing number 28. And we've got Josh Christopher wearing number 9. So my first thought there, I'm going to start with Josh Christopher because – first off, there was a lot of people wondering, like, is he going to be able to wear 13? It's not technically retired yet. That's where he was at Arizona State. He even tweeted out. He was like, oh, they're retiring that number. Like, you know, he was. So I don't think it's right to let somebody else wear 13. I think that number should be retired, even though if it hasn't actually been retired yet. I think that's just a level of honoring what James Harden did for this franchise, despite how poorly that relationship did end and how it was soured towards the end. I don't think that erases everything he did for the 8 years that he was here in Houston. So that being said, I like that they didn't let Josh Christopher rock number 13. So I will say that.
Jackson, are you going to be the one guy who asked during summer league what their numbers mean to them?
No.
Okay.
Just not going to do that.
Where do you think the 9 comes from? That's a good question, actually.
You know, whenever I played 2K, like even though I've always usually like rocked like number 3, like that's my jersey number as I run a number 3 or 33 if 3 is not available.
Okay, CP, I see you.
You already know. But no, I because there were so many players that would rock 3 and or 33 like in you know, 2K growing up, whenever I made a my player and like, you know, got drafted to a team or whatever, if that number was taken, I would rock number 9. And my logic was I would do like 3 times 3 brings you up to 9. That was my logic for that. So that was my reasoning behind jersey. So I like jersey number 9 for Josh Christopher. I can get behind it. I honestly have zero opinions on jersey number 28. I feel like that the numbers that are floating around in the 20s besides say like 21, 23, and 24.
Hey man, 27 is a great number. Don't you forget it.
I'm kicking him off the show right now, guys. I'm done. We're done with him. He goes away for 3 weeks and then comes back and then just pours salt in the wound of Rockets fans. Can't deal with this, man.
What's wrong with number 27?
Are you seriously telling me you don't realize what you just did?
I have no idea what's wrong with 27.
No, you are so you're so wrong for that. All right.
Jackson, legitimately, I don't get it. What's wrong with 27?
Are you serious right now? You 0 for 27?
Oh.
Oh my God. He didn't even realize. I thought he was pulling my leg this whole. I thought he said it with a smile on his face. If you're not watching on YouTube, he said it with such a grin. I'm thinking like, oh, he knows exactly what he's doing. And now he's just gooning because he does not. He had no idea.
I don't even think about it that way. You did. All right, let's move on. Next.
Last number is number zero for Jalen Green. And hey, I almost chose violence when I saw that he was wearing number zero. And I was going to be like, already the best Rocket to wear zero. Already the best guard to wear zero for the Houston Rockets.
You know, do you know who Aaron Brooks is?
I do, but that's not the guy that I was choosing violence towards. So,
okay.
Speaking of, I want to run this. So first off, how do you feel about number zero? I personally like it. I feel like zero is like, you know, it's a solid number to default to if you can't get your desired number four.
You know who was number zero last year?
No. Can you remind me?
Well, I want you to remind yourself.
One Russell Westbrook. There we go.
Sterling Brown.
Oh, you know what? Time is an illusion. You're saying last year. I'm like, oh, well, Russ and James. And God, that was 2 years ago. That's killing me, man.
Oh, you were thinking of Russ. We're on different wavelengths today. See, I'm thinking about the wholesome content. You're thinking about the creating a mass argument among Rockets fans content. I'm just trying to have some good,
all right,
honest conversation.
You know what? Here. Well, then with that, we're going to have a good, honest little quiz here. I want to see how many other Rockets players who have worn number zero that you can name right now. And the best part is, if you open your laptop to a like Google Chrome tab, I'll see it glow on your face. So you can't even cheat right now. So we've already named three. We got Aaron Brooks, we got Russell Westbrook, and we got Sterling Brown. That's three Rockets. Do you know? Can you name any other Houston Rockets players that have worn the number zero?
Can I phone a Google?
No, you cannot phone a Google.
I have no idea.
It's been 11 total players.
Yo, I have absolutely no idea.
No idea, none whatsoever. You're not even going to take a stab in the dark.
It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, honestly, I have no idea who wore jersey number zero. I really don't. Besides Westbrook, Aaron Brooks, and now unofficially without the summer league roster, giving out Jalen Green.
Speaking of, that's the other part, is we don't even know if these jersey numbers are real. That's the hard part, right? Is they could be just practice jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. I would caution Rockets fans. Game starts Sunday. Probably going to release the roster either tomorrow. I'm sorry, either Friday or Saturday. And so we'll find out then what the jersey numbers are. But just stay tuned. Just wait until it's official. Stop. Don't make any fake jerseys. Don't put any orders in until you... I know you guys are excited for Jalen Green jerseys, but you got to wait a little bit. Just make sure it's legit. I don't want you guys getting the wrong jersey number and then
regretting. No, we don't want another Orchids jersey mistake. No, don't hit DH gate just yet. Just hold off.
Shout out Taylor.
Yeah, shout out Taylor. All right, well, coming up, we want to talk about some of our expectations for Summer League in just a moment after a quick message from our friends over at Built Bar. Because look, if you've never had a protein bar that you actually have enjoyed, you got to check out Built Bar. They are the best protein bars on the market. So many amazing flavors to choose from. Raspberry, salted caramel, double chocolate, coconut brownie chunk, my personal favorite. Can't go wrong with a single bar on their menu. Every single Built Bar is low-cal, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Great if you're on a keto diet. Great if you're trying to lose weight. Just great in general, right? Because these protein bars, they're basically candy bars that are jam-packed with protein. So visit BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your very next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. We are done derailing the show for now, and now we're going to get in some expectations for Summer League. Now, Ali Khan, I'm going into Summer League. It's been years since I've cared about Summer League for the Rockets. It's been probably at least 5 years. Yeah,
the Summer League rosters, man, I'm not going to lie, they have.
I mean, but the problem is, right, over the last 4 or 5 years, right, is, you know, there has never been an expectation that there would be significant playing time for, you know, rookies, younger players. So it's not just, you know, there was no reason for me, at least, and I feel for many others, to get invested in Summer League the way that it feels like everybody's getting invested this time around. The same way that we got invested in watching Kevin Porter Jr. in the G League, KJ Martin and Kevin Porter Jr. playing. We were more excited for G League games than we were for actual Rockets games at points this past season.
Yeah.
That was when we were at a low point.
I think, you know, when you're looking at Summer League, especially this upcoming, upcoming for the Rockets, you're going to see a lot of things that I believe will translate to the NBA level. The reason why I say that is because the way the Rockets like to not only do the G League but also Summer League is build a foundation through the principles of the offense and go from there. This will actually be our first look, besides Steven Silas coaching, an actual first look at what the Rockets like in their offense and kind of looking at just more of a foundational level to see, you know, how these different players fit in. So I know we're talking about expectations here. One that I'm actually really curious about, and I know we talked about this earlier in the show, Jackson, but there's a lot of guards in this team. You have Jalen Green, you're going to have Josh Christopher, you're going to have Irwani Brooks, and you're going to be have a guy like KJ Martin, Anthony Lamb, Sengun. I'm interested in a lineup that features Green, Brooks, Christopher, Martin, and Sengun, and see how well they play with each other. Martin, I feel like at the NBA level, is going to get a lot more time at the three, especially in lineups where Tice and Wood play together. But he needs to be able to find a good, solid foundation at the four. If KJ can do that, he's going to get a lot more playing time this season. And so because of that, that lineup where you have Sengun at the five to see how well he plays, can he spell a guy like Christian Wood or Daniel Tice at the five, you know, as the third big or just as a four as well, that's going to be interesting to see. Then also just to see how well Jalen Green plays in an offense that has multiple ball handlers, the same way he's going to be playing in Houston. Starting lineups may be different, but the closing lineup, you bet, will have likely three ball handlers on the court for the Rockets this season as well. So it'll give us a good indication of kind of where Jalen Green is at whenever he's playing with other people, other dominant ball handlers as well.
It's worth noting that with Usman Garuba, with Spain being eliminated from the Olympics, you know, Garuba is currently in the process of, you know, or the Rockets are currently in the process, I should say, of orchestrating the buyout of his contract. And unfortunately, we don't have, as Ali Khan's already alluded to, we do not have the official Summer League rosters out quite just yet, probably dropping sometime Friday or Saturday. And I, at this point, with no news yet of the buyout with Garuba, you know, gaining traction, I would be hard pressed to imagine he's going to make it in time for Summer League. You know, I can't really see it at this point. I don't know if he, you know, misses the first couple games and if they speed through the process and they get him back here for the final couple games, but I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for Usman Garuba to play in Summer League with the Rockets. But that being said, there's still, you know, the three other rookies to be really excited about. And right now, a general kind of rundown of the, you know, prospective Summer League roster. We've got Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, Alperen Sengun, Khyri Thomas, KJ Martin, Irwani Brooks, Anthony Lamb, Jalen Tate, brother of Jayshon Tate, and then Matthew Hurt. So that's more than likely a majority of the Rockets Summer League roster. There may be a couple more names thrown in there on the official list, but of that roster that you kind of rolled out, Ali Khan, a moment ago, that five-man lineup that you were really interested in seeing, you know, it struck me Jalen Green is probably going to be the primary ball handler, I think,
get more reps in pick and roll. They do.
Yeah.
And I think this isn't something the Rockets want. This is something scouts across the NBA have discussed this. You've seen in the pre-draft analysis, not just from myself, but from others as well, where we've noted the fact that Jalen needs just more reps in pick and roll. Not to say he's not a good pick and roll player. We just, the more he sees, the better and more comfortable he'll be in that ball handler role in terms of playmaking as well as scoring. He can create space. That's never the problem. I wouldn't even say the issue, but the thing for him is to be able to generate more a rep so he can understand and make those high-level reads. Read the low man, read who's coming up from the weak side, read who's tagging, and then from those high-level decisions, make the right pass or make the right play to score.
I really think that going into the Summer League and this slate of games, obviously, it'll be really great to see Jalen Green actually in action, you know, with, you know, Rockets branding all over him, Rockets jersey, potentially jersey number 0, TBD, we will see. But I really think that going into Summer League, it's going to be so important for two guys, and it's two guys that are kind of potentially battling to keep their spots on the roster, and that's going to be Khyri Thomas and Irwani Brooks specifically. Because Khyri Thomas under contract, but it's not a fully guaranteed contract. So if the Rockets feel that there might be a player out there that they might be able to add via sign and trade or just via their non-taxpayer MLE in some capacity, they could easily waive Khyri Thomas. And so he's a guy that if he doesn't, you know, look to have a really good Summer League, then maybe the Rockets think twice about bringing him back this upcoming season. And then Irwani Brooks, even though they've extended the qualifying offer to him, making him a restricted free agent, He's a guy that shooting is a commodity in the NBA, and I feel like some team out there would likely come along and offer him potentially an NBA deal past just another two-way contract, which right now, that's all the Rockets have space to offer him because they're capped out on their 15-man roster at this current moment. So I think that this summer league is going to be huge for Khyri Thomas and Armoni Brooks, respectively, in, you know, either Khyri's potential to stay on the roster or Armoni's potential to break into the roster if he has a, you know, really impressive summer league and they think, oh, well, maybe we should bring Armoni back instead of Khyri or something to that effect. Those are the two guys that I'm really going to be keeping a close eye on past the new faces for the Houston Rockets.
Keep an eye out for Khyri Thomas. I think he'll get a lot of chances. He'll probably be like a primary ball handler for a lot of different units. I think he is somebody to pay attention to, not only because the Rockets liked him after last season, but like you said, this is a big opportunity for him to be able to prove that he can be somebody who can develop in their system.
Anything else that you're keeping an eye on going into the summer league game, Alikon?
Yeah. Just a couple quick thoughts. I'm curious to see when they release the roster, who also is coaching the roster. We know that Mahmoud Abdel-Fattah is the coach with the G League team, but this will be a good indication kind of, you know, are they going to rely on him, or is there a guy on the current Rockets bench, Will Weaver or somebody else who they're going to rely on to be able to coach the summer league team? I think
I will say on. I just want to interject very quickly here because I don't remember the exact source of it, but I do remember Chris White on Twitter at FireBear, who is great about, you know, aggregating reports and stuff, you know, all throughout the week, you know, especially concerning the Houston Rockets. I do vaguely remember him tweeting or sharing something about seeing something about potentially Will Weaver being the summer league coach for the Rockets, but I cannot remember the source on that. So I do not want to say with 100% certainty, but if I'm going to pick one kind of out of the dark, I would say I'm probably leaning towards Will Weaver because of that. And I think it just, you know, Will Weaver makes sense to be a good summer league coach for the team. So
Will works a lot with those young wings and guards. And so it would make a lot of sense as well. Now that's one thing. You just kind of pay attention to who they bring on and kind of what system they establish with these young guys. When I say system guys, I'm not saying that what is the offense, what is the defense. We know we have an idea based off the last season. But system is the fact that you have all these young rookies that you have on the summer league team. Potentially, you're going to have three, potentially four. What is their strategy for ramping up their reps? How are you putting them? What roles are you putting them in? How are you allowing them to get game film in so you can work with them, not just during the summer league, but after the summer league, heading into preseason on things they have to continue to improve upon? That's what I'm going to look at, that plan, just that action plan to see what are we going to do with each individual player to make sure they're successful. For me, that's probably going to be the most important thing from summer league. I know people will care about the highlights and kind of they're going to measure, oh, how many this, how many that. But look at the roles they're playing. Look at who they're defending. Look at what spot of the floor, what position they're defending. Look at all these different things and you get a better sense of not only what the Rockets envision from these players, but also where they feel like at least early on, they're going to be the most comfortable. So the Rockets will likely put them in that position come the regular season.
I love it. I love the insight. Now, Alikon, before we get out of here, I'm going to make you predict Jalen Green's stat line. Go. We're going to both throw up a couple of predictions for just the opening night, you know, first summer league game.
Against Point Unicorn, Evan Mobley, who also Cavaliers released a video on Thursday and he looked good. So you guys know how I feel.
You're not earning any brownie points. Stop it.
I think Jalen scores probably like 15, maybe 10 to 15 points, three or four assists, one steal, two steals, two or three rebounds. Very simple stat line.
I'm going 21 points, five assists, four boards, two steals.
Ooh, you're going up there. You're going past 20. Okay. We'll see what happens.
21-5-4-2. That's my official stat line prediction. If you've got a prediction, drop it in the comments on the YouTube section. Do that or just reply to the tweet on social media, all that good stuff. But Alikon, it was great to finally have you back. I look forward to seeing you again in about 3 weeks, okay?
Well, I'll see you next week for summer league. Yeah, we talk what happens in the first few games of summer league.
Yeah, that's gonna be a total blast. And I think coming around the corner, we're gonna get are we getting one Biggie Velvet on this podcast here soon?
Sources close to the situation tell me that Alikon Vahjani and Kelly Uko are planning to do a Locked On Rockets session with one Jackson Gatlin during summer league.
I can't wait for people to misaggregate that information. It's going to be all kinds of fun. Alicon, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for, you know, stopping by and making it back for this one.
Oh, wait till we get film room going again. I got that Telestrator ready for summer league action. So we're going to have some film to break down starting next week. Get ready for that.
Love that. That's going to be great. For today's episode, though, that is going to do it. As always, thank you so much for watching, for listening, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast, the brand new Odyssey app. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.